Let us adore Christ, the King, who rules the nations, who gives fatness of spirit to them that eat him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These words taken from today's liturgy, and we celebrate this wondrous gift of God's mercy, who is present in the sacred host. Man celebrates today this marvel of God's goodness. The liturgy reminded us last Sunday about the Blessed Trinity, the essence and the life of the three persons, and about that union as the effect of love, which makes the united like one another. God wished to establish by his external works a relation between himself and us. The Blessed Eucharist then is that divine nourishment which fulfills man's aspirations of union with God. The mystery of the life of God in the three persons is not an abstract God, because in the sacrament of the Eucharist, God is present with his body, blood, soul, and divinity. God the Father has made all things with a view to this union of human nature by the incarnation of his Son. In other words, God the Father creates, and the Son recreates and redeems mankind. And such union effected at the sacrifice of the cross is that we receive him as divine food under the species of bread and wine. This feast can be traced back to a vision of a saint called Saint Juliana, who was born in Belgium in 1193. She had a vision of our Lord asking her to celebrate a feast of the church militant to honor the real presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. The priest who first heard about this vision of a full bright moon with a single dark spot and the voice that St. Juliana heard, the first priest became later on Pope Urban IV. And he extended this feast to the Universal Church. And it is since 1263 that every year the Holy Father will celebrate the procession of the Corpus Christi, such as we do today, since that year. The whole Christendom then celebrates this feast. And what does it mean to adore the Eucharistic host? What does it mean that why do we have this devotion to the Blessed Sacrament? It was in the 8th century in a region called Lanciano in Italy when a priest who, as it is reported in an ancient document, was versed in the sciences of the world but ignorant of God, having suffered for doubts regarding the change of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, when he was celebrating Mass, after he had just spoken the solemn words of the consecration, the host was suddenly changed into a circle of flesh and the wine transformed into visible blood. The flesh remained intact, but the blood in the chalice soon divided into 5 pellets of unequal sizes and irregular shapes. And it was discovered that one nugget weighed the same as all 5 together, 2 as much as any 3, and the smallest as much as the largest. The host and the 5 pellets were placed in a container, what is called a reliquary, of artistic ivory, and was kept and guarded by different religious orders throughout the centuries. Different investigations and authentications have been performed throughout the years since the 8th centuries, but the last one in 1970 is the most scientifically complete, and it is that examination of the results of that will be mentioned in the sermon. On examining the receptacle, where the flesh was kept, it was observed that the container was not hermetically sealed, and that the particles of unleavened bread in the center of the flesh that had remained there for many years had by then entirely disappeared. As a result of the studies following, these facts were documented. The flesh was identified as muscular tissue of the myocardium, that means the heart wall, having no trace whatsoever of any agents used for the preservation of the flesh. Both the flesh and the blood were found to be of human origin. The flesh was an expert cut, and the hypothesis of a fraud was excluded. Only an expert could have obtained from a hollow internal organ the heart, round cut and thick on the other edges. The blood, had it been taken from a cadaver, could have altered rapidly through spoilage and decay. The blood contains all the minerals and proteins as found in normal flesh and blood. Today, this miracle can be witnessed on this region in Italy called Lanciano. And you can find the reliquary, the containers of the flesh and the blood, in a reliquary that can be adored and in that small sanctuary in Italy. Till this day, that is preserved over there. However, why do we have miracles, or why did our Lord, from the very beginning, perform miracles in the Gospel, and then why do we have this particular Eucharistic miracle? Well, miracles are not really done by our Lord to amaze us, as if we were doing a magic trick, someone to amaze, or is not just to surprise us. But the miracle has a pedagogical nature. It wants to teach us something, to instruct something. That's why miracles are done. And in this particular case, the emphasis is that the miracle of faith every time that we approach the Blessed Sacrament. What we receive in communion, and you will hear around this, we receive blessed bread. No, it's not. We receive the living Christ. The heart found in Lanciano and the blood, that miracle, the reason why they are in the same state as they were in a living body, is precisely to teach us about the real living Christ who comes to us at Holy Mass. My flesh is truly meat, and my blood is truly drink. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him, says the Lord. The procession that will take place shortly shows the unity of the faithful in the Eucharist, as the grains of wheat together make a whole bread. So all together we will adore the presence, the truly presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. As a conclusion, showing this unity that our Lord wants to make, giving us his life in the Blessed Sacrament, I will conclude these words of St. Francis of Sales. He points out to this remarkable union with every single soul that happens at the Blessed Eucharist. In no other action, he says, can our Savior be considered more tender and more loving than in this, in which he, as it were, annihilates himself and reduces himself to food, that he may penetrate our souls and unite himself to the hearts of his faithful. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.